Yes, guys, welcome back to another episode of the Good Enough Podcast. We've been missing for the past 2 weeks.
I thought you were going to say we're here every Wednesday.
We've been missing for the past 2 weeks. We know, well, it would have been 3 weeks now. Well, we're uploading this week, but man, it's not even due to laziness, and that sounds like just a cop-out, but
it actually ain't.
We're both just busy, and this studio is in fucking East London, just on the other side from us. And it's like an hour and a bit here, hour and a bit back. So when we're trying to schedule our days, sometimes he's busy, sometimes I'm busy.
They weren't aligning, man.
They weren't aligning.
We'll just take it as that. We're back now. We're here.
Yeah. Take that with a pinch of salt.
Sorry, but, innit?
But yeah. You know what's been bugging me recently? I feel like I'm so addicted to my phone at the minute.
Same.
Like, I used to be all right. Now I'm...
How about this? Go on your settings right now. Check your screen time.
I don't think mine's that deep compared to other people.
I think my screen time is going to be more than yours.
I think it will. I consciously make the effort to not go on my phone.
Should I tell you mine?
Go on.
My daily average is 6 hours and 29 minutes.
Mine's 4 hours and 13. That's really low.
That's good.
Yeah, but I feel like I'm...
My mate's
is 11 hours.
No, that's horrible.
Swear down.
Does he just leave it on the side or something?
No, he's just on it. But I think, bro, if I'm on it 4 hours, you must never see the light of day.
Can't do that. But here's the thing. Mine's a 20% increase from last week. No, 20% decrease from last week, sorry.
What's mine? Mine's a 20% decrease from last week as well.
that means we're going down.
That means we're going down.
So I picked up my phone on a daily average 197 times.
What does it say that?
You scroll down. So you see we got
daily
this?
Average, I picked up my phone. My most pickups are Wednesday, 274. Daily average, 193. My most used app is Snapchat.
I knew you was going to say that.
Because all my group chats are
group
on there.
Yeah. Mine's WhatsApp, obviously. Then Insta, then Snap.
Mine's Snap, Insta, WhatsApp. Then MetaTrader.
Oh, come on.
Come on now. I mean, got me putting the trades on, boys.
Mine's notes. Come on, because you know I'm writing the lyrics.
Yeah.
The occupation's fourth in the fucking...
Occupation, what's that?
The occupation, the job's fourth. So you do the trading.
Oh, yeah,
you're
trading. Fourth, yeah,
yeah. Notes.
Yeah, word. No, because you don't need to be on MetaTrader all the time, do you? True. Do analysis on trading.
Notifications?
Whether or not.
All right, so look. Could you, for example, live without your phone? I say, let's put a time period on it, because... We don't want to say get rid of it forever.
Bro, I wish I could, but it's like, it's my job. I need to be on my phone.
Right, cool. So let's take that out.
I get anxiety. Like sometimes I haven't done it that well this year, but definitely last year I was very good at once a day, leave my phone, take my other phone where it's only got emails.
Yeah, you
work
did that.
Stuff
I remember
there,
you used to do that.
And going on a walk or going gym with that. So I'm not distracted. At the minute I've left all my group chats. I always go through these fucking
stages
where I'm really becoming a bum. I'm thinking, I don't like how
need
I
to
am.
Fix up. Yeah,
need
yeah.
to fix up. Leave all my group chats. Go total fucking... Because then I'm not distracted. Because my biggest distraction is just going to group chats and talking to my pals. I don't care what people are doing on Insta. I don't care about everyone's life. I'm not really like that. But like it's more just what everyone I know is doing.
Mm.
And it's just fucking wasting time. And I just... If I leave my phone even upstairs now and I go downstairs, I get anxiety because I think... Someone's going to message me that's important about work because where I run a business off my phone, especially ever since the trading stuff. Like,
yeah,
I need to
be
active
constantly.
Because I'm running a chat. I need to be on it. Do you know what I mean? When a trade's about to fucking
be valid. You've got responsibilities. Let's say we took that out of it, yeah? And it wasn't, none of that stuff was the case.
Yeah.
Your job, that wasn't your job. Could you leave your phone on?
Yeah.
You could. I reckon you could.
No, I could.
Yeah, I don't think you give a shit. It's like sometimes when we go on holiday and that,
you're barely
on your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, you couldn't. I feel like you could.
I like not being on my phone, bro. Yeah. It makes me feel like my head. Sometimes when you're on your phone too much, your head is just. When you're on TikTok, bro. It's like
no,
a
but
brain
that's
rock.
A brain killer, though, bro. That's just. That's a brain. You know, have you ever sit in bed and just go through TikTok all the time, right?
Well,
I think
normally
you would do
it,
that,
shit.
Yeah. Genuinely, mine. After about 10 minutes, I can feel my brain dying.
Yeah, bro. Word. It's like, imagine these little kids.
This is
from
what I'm saying.
Young.
No, man, they spawned in when TikTok was a thing.
And they must be fucking up. Their attention span, their patience. My patience recently, over the past year, has got so bad. Like, so bad. Like, it's annoying.
It's probably because now, though, we live in a fast food world, bro. Like, everything's short form. Everything's quick.
But it's annoying.
Quick.
I'm really impatient. Like, I was always impatient, but now I'm really impatient.
I hear it.
I start getting fucking aggravated if something like, to the point where, I don't know, I'll be in the gym, for example, yeah?
Someone's in the machine.
I'm about to walk over, someone's in the machine, I'll brush the machine and just go to the next one and then not even do it.
Just not do the act.
Just not do it.
Not do the exercise.
On odd occasion. Or like something similar to that where I need to do something, but if there's a one minor distraction, I can't make it. No, I'll leave it. I can't do it. I'll start getting angry. Especially when other people are involved in it. Oh my God. I'm the most impatient. As you know, I'm so impatient.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm punctual usually. No, I'd say 99% of the time I'm punctual. I'm never late.
Nah. Come on.
One time I wasn't.
To the podcast.
Oh yeah, because...
To the podcast.
Yeah, but when we say like a time like 11, that means Lawrence,
11
and 12.
Who turns up to the podcast first most days? I turn up second today, but
no, come on now. I had one time when I didn't turn up because you Johnny, didn't put in the chat.
No. That's punctual.
You're chatting out your ass, bro.
No. The one time you didn't attend, that was because of-
That's not punctuality.
Yeah, exactly.
That's because we didn't get told.
So that was the one time you're talking about.
Yeah, so
you
didn't eradicate that then.
Yeah, you didn't attend.
But I'm always here before you.
Oh my days. Johnny, are you all right?
But I used to drive and pick you up.
No, okay. Since then, who comes here first?
Your train's quicker.
What the fuck? Do you know we could get the same train?
Yeah, but that's long for me though. Why would I get the train? You know what I mean? We're coming from but different ways.
But I actually arrive here first.
Do you?
Yeah, all the time.
Okay, but in general, you're usually late to everything.
Yeah, I can't lie. To the podcast,
But the podcast is relaxed though. When they say 10:30, I know we mean like anywhere between that and 11.
That means you just don't give a shit about their timing.
I was on time today.
Lawrence is over there.
I got here at 10:30.
Lawrence is over there thinking, what are you talking about?
I'm here on the dot.
When I say 10:30, I fucking mean 10:30.
Oh, did you? Oh, I'm sorry.
The podcast is laid back, isn't it? Laid back.
I spent two hours
in here. Taking down sets, putting sets. I've got two more to shoot after this, and you're talking about us laid back.
But no, I'm impatient though. Yeah, I'm very impatient.
I think you might do bad moving countries.
What's that got to do with it?
Should I tell you why? No, genuinely. It sounds random, but service in different countries is way worse.
Yeah, but when I'm in other countries, I'm more relaxed myself.
But if you used to move
it's London.
There, if.
Me and Lawrence were talking before. I think London is up there in the top 10 most fast cities.
Yeah, fast pace. Yeah, no, 100%.
The way we talk is very rapid.
Yeah.
Or the way we walk. Like, if you're in London, you're walking fast pace.
You've got to cram your day. I hear it.
Donkey punch him.
No, that's true. That's definitely true. You know, like, when you go on holiday, you see the difference.
More like...
Everyone's just a bit more, you get me?
Walking like that, innit?
Go Spain, get a flipping siesta in that midday.
Manchester's got to be a bit slow, but where they talk, because I feel like Manny accent is the slowest accent in the UK. Like, I don't really know what I'm trying to do. Do you want to go over there? Like,
I'm trying to think about my time in Manchester. I'm thinking.
Like, usually we talk there fast.
I haven't been in Manny. Nah, bro, nah. It's slower than London, but
slower.
I
think it's quite slow.
I think London's just way
you
too
just
fast.
You just talk more relaxed like that. I don't really know. Maybe I'm trying to go to the shop. It's like, hurry the fuck up, mate.
I think they just do, yeah.
Me personally, any person from Manchester that I've met.
They might just have less to do with their day.
They just chilled.
But do you know what it is? We don't clock it that much how hard or how vigorous shit is in London because we've been in it.
Yeah.
Like, I've been in it from the jump.
Yeah.
Genuinely, it's fast, bro.
It's bare fast.
And it's busy.
Everyone's impatient.
It's fact. But this is what I'm saying. You take yourself out of it. Like, for example.
Yeah.
I don't know. Where I used to love to go to Cyprus, yeah?
Mm.
I feel like you struggle there. Thinking like a service. I'm talking any service, bro. In a shop. In a restaurant.
Yeah, see, I'm like that.
It's
like,
all
I can't
slower
lie.
Than here.
Like, if.
They've got to be, in London, everything's got to be mad fast, including the services.
Like, I went to, it does my night in, like, fucking... when I went to Ibiza recently, went to some little bar before. It wasn't even a bar, it was like a little restaurant thing. Ordered me a drink, ordered someone I was with a drink. Fucking brought my drink over. He's taking long to do hers, yeah? Whatever. It's taking ages. It's probably literally, I don't even know, about 5 minutes, but I've got my drink, I'm watching the geezer. I've complained to the geezer four times because I'm thinking, where I can't relax and enjoy myself because the drink ain't come. But where's this fucking drink? It's a drink. Facts. How long does it take to pour a drink?
Yeah.
So I'm saying to him, brother, like, I've ordered a drink ages ago. Like, what's going on? Okay, two minutes. Goes back 2 minutes later. Brother, where's the drink? Like, I'm going to not pay for it in a minute. Like, I'm so impatient when really and truly, they're probably thinking it's been like 5 minutes, mate. Calm down. But like, mine's here.
For me.
Mine's a cocktail. That's a normal drink. You can't pour that. Like, fuck me, bro. What are you doing?
For me, 5 minutes
it's
is
like
a long time.
It's aggravating. I can't, whatever they're saying to me, the person I'm with, I can't,
you
even,
can't
like,
even lock in.
Can't stop focusing on, where is this drink, bro? Are you an imbecile?
Facts.
Like, fuck, it's getting me riled up now. My dad has made me like that. I've told it before on the pod. My dad before, but not before, this is just him. When me and Joe, my brother, would be getting ready to go somewhere. Say my dad was going away for the weekend.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Say we're going out for a meal or whatever. I don't know what it is. Mm. He don't do that much anymore because obviously we got our own cars. But when we was younger and our only way of transport was there, then he'd wait outside the house with my mum in the car. John, Joe, come on. You got 2 minutes. Obviously, we're still getting ready in that. Beep, 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 beep. He didn't drive off.
He drove off?
Not come back. He'd go to the thing without us, and I'd ring my mum, and me and Joe would be like, if we're younger as well, I'd be like, Joe would be like crying and stuff, like, why have you gone without us? Are we really wanted to go? And my dad went, wait, you take too long.
You're fucking joking. Wait.
On the odd occasion when my mum would make him feel guilty, he'd come back, but he'd go mad at us when he'd come back. Like, I ain't turning around. Nah, he fucked it. I ain't turning around.
Wait. Let me ask you something. Has he ever gone and just gone? Like, say for example,
not a bad time.
You go on your little getaway with your family around there. Is it been like one of them times where you're trying to go?
Yeah. That was what I was getting at. That is the main thing.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. And does he just leave?
Yeah.
And is there times when he doesn't come back?
There's been times when he doesn't come back, yeah. Because he has to prove his point now. Because if we call his bluff, we know he's going to come back.
He's the best.
Swear down.
You got packed ready. You're buzzing to go.
Yeah.
You're buzzing to go. And he's driven off. Now you know you just ain't going.
Yeah, a few times. That's why I'm so impatient. Like, me and Joe are exactly the same. Yeah. Whoever, say we're getting ready to go out. I no joke, I can get ready for a night out in 15 minutes. That's all I need. I'm rapid. And I'm not even trying to be rapid. I eat my food quick. I get ready quick. When me and Joe get ready in the house, we're about to go out with our pals, whatever. Fucking whoever is ready first, is ready first. If he's just coming in his head, I'll go straight downstairs to by the front door, grab the keys, open the door. I'll be in the car. And then I get in the car. 1 minute, I'm ringing him. Where are you, bruv? Hurry the fuck up. All right, calm down. I'm just doing this.
I can't wait.
Once I'm ready, that's why I always say if I'm on holiday, like with you or anyone, get in the shower first.
Oh, yeah,
I want you to be ready first because I know I'm going to be quicker than you.
Johnny will be like, you're going to get in the shower.
Because if I get in the shower first, then I'm sitting there ready, bro.
Yeah, you're going to start getting ready.
I'm all cleaning that and I'm sweating my fucking bollocks off because it's red hot. And I've just put this...
You ain't lying still. You actually do that. That's the thing. You actually
sit there pacing about the room, bro. Thinking what to do with myself, bro.
I'm thinking in my head.
How can you relax, bro?
I'm thinking in my head now. Is that why you do it, yeah?
Yeah. Some of my mates, my mate Frankie, bro. Mate, that geezer, that half take long to get ready. Oh my God, bro. Like, there'll be an event that starts at like 2, yeah? Be like, what time are you trying to get there, Frank? Be like, don't know, I might pull up at like 8.
Ah?
Swear down. He was like, I ain't getting there first, bruv.
Well, you can get there last.
I know, and the event finishes at like 12. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I ain't going with you then.
Might pull up like 8. And does he?
Or he go through like his wardrobe and like takes that out and then like just stretch and stand there and start talking about something. And then just like, I'd be like, bruv, hurry the fuck up. What are you doing? He's like, oh, I don't know, man. Like, just stretching and just chilling and that. Like, and then he'll sit down and forget that he was getting ready and start talking to me. You know what I mean? Them ones.
He's like me.
Yeah.
That's what I do. But, bro, I think it's a mental thing, bro. It's maybe an autistic thing.
No, it's not. It's just being an idol.
Yeah,
it should be an idol.
Well, look, back to the main topic.
Back to the phone thing.
Because after Johnny just slagged off his pops and his friend.
Could you live without? I could. I think it's healthy for the brain.
But you know what? No, I could. I'll tell you why. Can I have other technology?
Like what?
My studio.
Well, yeah.
I need that.
No Wi-Fi though. On the iPad.
Dead. Can't do it. Need beats.
No, but if you had the beats already pre-saved.
Yeah, I'll do it. Yeah, I'd do it.
I would love to do like a little retreat in Iceland or something, leave my phone fucking...
Bro, do you know what? No, but this is what I want to do, yeah? I'd want to
Where's
do...
Josh at the minute?
He is in a getaway remote, little remote place. I think it's in Sweden.
Sweden, yeah.
And yeah, it looks sick, innit? It's like one of them. Okay, cool. So just to put it into perspective, it's one of our friends, Josh, right? So
Josh Jones, Beta Squad cameraman.
Lovely guy, unbelievable. If you haven't seen his work, go and check it out. He's really good. Really, really good. But yeah, it's like a little wooden house in the woods,
in the middle of nowhere.
Little lake when you look out, two-story. It's nice. It's just cozy. You know what I mean? Kind of thing where you go outside, have a fire, like set up a fire and that.
Yeah.
Make s'mores and that, marshmallows. It's like that. So I wanted to do something like a writing camp here, in somewhere like that. Go over there and write songs. That's live, oh. No phones.
Yeah.
No phones.
Or like just flip phones for
calling, yeah. That's it.
That was when life was... What was I watching the other day? I was watching Police Interceptors, or 20,000 Police. I can't remember where it was, but it was based in, it was 2010, and everything looked so much more calm and chilled, and they got phones, but they ain't got phones.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not everyone's like, oh, I need to be like this person. Oh, I need to look like this. Oh, let me sell my minge for £5 a month. You know what I mean? it was very chilled. Life was, and it reminded me of 2009, 2008 days. That's actually old school. People don't realize that's actually old school.
That's old school, for real.
But for us, it don't really feel it.
Don't.
But that was the day. Anything pre-2015, bro, was fucking...
Yeah, unreal.
When
was the last good year for you?
That's a depressing comment.
You
mean before, nostalgic
before,
year?
Yeah, before shit flipped.
2018.
Same. I'd say 2018... Okay,
Let me 2020 made everyone go fucking...
It's different now. Social media, mad. But me, I think 2016 peaked for me. 2018 was the
2016
last.
2016 was good, yeah. I was there yesterday, Stotley Park Golf Club.
Is it?
Yeah, I was there yesterday. Oh, reminded me, that's where we fucking...
Literally. So that's for me. 2016 was my peak. And then 2018 was the best of the last. Good years, I reckon.
I don't think good years. I've had some fucking sick years recently, bro.
I think it's been different since then, bro.
No, the whole vibe of everything.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, I agree. Especially this country, everyone hates each other.
Yeah, bro, it's gone. It went left after. I say after 2018, it went left. Yeah,
2019 was alright.
Something happened.
PTSD come out.
Yeah.
For this love, I paid a price. Yeah, that was a good year. I always relate my good years to music.
2020, shit.
No, PTSD was 2018, but I listened to it 2019.
Was 2020 start of COVID, right?
2020 was an awful year.
That was when COVID started, right?
Yeah, that was an awful year. Yeah, that March 2020.
When did we go into lockdown? Was
March. Because I went Dominican for my ex's birthday. And then her birthday was February 18th, I think. And then, we come back and we went straight into lockdown.
Shit.
And then that's when she left me.
I had to fucking put that in there, didn't
it? Yeah.
And that's what she left.
It was a good year for me.
That's what she left.
Thought about kicking the bucket many times.
Fuck.
No, I'm joking.
I remember it. Do you know what? Me and Johnny used to sit on the phone for fucking hours.
Yeah, man.
Oh, it's my mad. God. That was a horrible time, innit?
Yeah. No, but in a way, now I look back on it, thank fuck it happened.
No, now. Yeah, I get it.
But in the moment,
moment, devastating, bro.
Yeah.
And it was spread all to do apart from just go on PlayStation.
Yeah, man. Oh, yeah.
I was itching to go for a walk all the time.
I've walked half my area because of lockdown, and now I love walking. I still go on walks now.
Good habit that you picked up, though.
100%.
I think my only habit was playing Call of Duty.
Yeah. What annoys me, same about the phone again. I feel like I'm very healthy off my phone. Casey's the same. Yeah. So is Joe. If we go on a walk or something, and then I go on a walk with someone who's my pal, but that you're not my family, so you don't do the exact same things that I do. Like me, Casey, and Joe, we go on walks all the time. Don't go on the phone, put it on D&D.
Yeah.
If I'm on a walk and someone's on their phone as they're walking, and pisses me off. You're not in life.
Yeah.
Stop looking at your fucking screen, bruv.
Wait, does that happen? So Casey and Joe don't do that, yeah?
No.
But when you go to other people, they do.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, Johnny, bruv.
It's jarring, though.
It's for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it's jarring. But they will just bother me that they're on their phone. Don't know, maybe I got problems.
Johnny's got issues. I'm not even gonna lie.
Do you know what helped me get off my phone?
What?
Locked in. See, when I was in there for 2 weeks, no phone.
Oh, yeah.
Swear to God, when I come out, I was looking at my phone. It was like,
I remember you told me this. You was like bare bastard thinking of it. Shit.
Like, like we think that's good HD quality, but where my eyes had just seen real life for two weeks, this was like, it was like weird.
I remember you told me, I swear you said, when you come out, you checked your phone, obviously, whatever.
But barely
looked at
my
it.
My mind was so much healthier.
Did you think about it at all when you went in there?
First couple of days.
He was like, oh, once one was popping.
Yeah, but then I was like, I wasn't really worried about running my socials and shit like that because one, Casey was running them and he's done a shit job, to be fair, I'll be real. And then, I'm on camera and Foot Asylum are looking after me. So it's like, I'm being productive in here.
Yeah, facts.
I'm working.
You're at work.
So I didn't feel that deep, but.
Yeah, you was in work, literally.
Yeah.
But I think the whole, that would be the first time you spent 2 weeks off a phone since.
Yeah.
Forever, bro.
Yeah.
Forever.
Since they come out.
Just in general, no technology. Because it's not even a thing of just a phone. It's just no tech.
Would you go back to BlackBerry days? I would.
Yep.
Maybe not flip phone, but BlackBerry. Little BBM
days, 100%.
BBM.
Woo!
That was the days, bro.
What? Send a broadcast with your brethren. Add my boy. 6'5".
Well, if you don't like him, you only send it
plays,
to them. Yeah. Yeah, you know about that.
And my boy, 6'5".
Good footballer.
Plays ball.
Girls, good looking.
Get at him.
B298B16 or something.
Oh, what was my pin?
Oh, you weren't mad to remember your pin.
Nah, bro.
It's for Ween.
Two something. I remember it ended in B. It started with two ending
nah,
in
I don't
B.
Nah, I fucking remember. Did you have the 8? They had the 8350. Was it 8?
That was a curve.
The cut, I had the curve.
So then after,
and so man didn't have the back in it, they just had rubber bands around the batteries.
Around the back to keep it, because the back.
Yeah, just snake and brick breaker.
And then look, if your battery come out, yeah, when you slap that back in, that loading screen is fucking long, remember?
Yeah.
So put it back in, you say BlackBerry is loading, but it takes fucking forever. Yeah. 10 months.
Come
and then I upgraded to the bold.
Now did the bold pay? Shit. I didn't rate
nah,
the bold.
Nah, the bold.
The curve was the classic.
Nah, look, if you was a bold, brother.
Nah, if you was a bold, you thought you was better, but
I've got a picture on Facebook of me holding my bold like this. Me and my brethren.
The BlackBerry, man.
I upgraded to the bold. Don't say I bought it, though. I stole it. Can't lie.
Did you?
But admit it now, what? Someone's BlackBerry got taken.
It's from school. Where?
School.
Oh, you just sucked to a home one.
But I was poor as fuck.
What? You just done it on the sly or you done it to them?
No, I've done it on a sly. I couldn't do it to them.
He's teethed someone.
I didn't
fucking
have it like that. I didn't. I weren't brave like that. But let me not lie. I had to jug in school.
Bold.
I had to jug in school, bro, to survive. Sometimes I didn't get lunch money.
Fuck it. They weren't missing it. So
genuinely, I feel like I want to go and bless everyone's pockets right now that I didn't have stuff.
You was Oliver Twist.
Bro. I was
Awful Dodger.
Yeah.
Fuck
nah,
me.
It was bad. Me and my cousin.
I remember to fucking keep my stuff on me, bro.
Nah, but bro, it was seriously bad. Like, I took a lot of stuff, bro.
It's like me in Tesco.
There was one time, let me tell you something. I'll say it now, bro. I'm an older guy now, bro. I would never do this, obviously. I'm never. Mum's life.
Yeah, no, you got to chore off. Right,
but as a kid, genuinely, I was so poor, yeah? And I wanted stuff. Like, I really, really wanted stuff all the time. I remember... This kid probably might see this. I can't lie, it hit me up, but brother, we'll bless it out, innit?
Get him a BlackBerry. Like,
I know who
quid.
He is. He knows who I am as well. But
30 quid.
One time, this brother came in with a fresh iPod Touch, bro. You know when the iPod Touches came out? It was the ones that first looked like the
yeah,
iPod 4s.
Yeah, I had one, yeah.
With a little silver back. Nah, not the iPod.
Not the Nano.
Not the Nano, bro, the Touch.
Remember the Nano?
Yeah. So the Touch.
Yeah,
though,
I remember the Touch, yeah.
It looked like an iPhone 4, but
yeah,
in the middle.
Yeah, I had Zombie Farm on it.
Slim as fuck. Wicked. There
what
you go.
A game.
Okay, that's it. Bro, I say he's the only one in school to have one. There was two people that had one in school. He was in a year below me and there was one guy in my year that had it. So obviously I had taken.
Where? How did you take it?
I'm gonna tell you right now. It was too good. So first of all, I had to take a teacher's set of keys. Right.
Oh, there was a plan to it.
I took the teacher's set of keys. Keys went missing. I had that for a long while. There's a bare other stories connected to them keys, but let me just go with this one for now, yeah? A lot of stuff was going on. Assemblies were happening. Oh, keys have gone missing. We've seen people go into classrooms, blah, blah, blah. Please return the keys, whatever. They were my keys. I had them. I'd only give them to the man them if they needed it. But
oh, that's a pattern.
That was it.
That's so, risky boom. Business, though.
Risky, though. So look, obviously you have form classes. You got form classes in.
Tutor.
Yeah. So boom, it's assembly time. Now, it was summer. Most of the people were leaving their stuff, their blazers and that in the form rooms, going to assembly. I ain't going to assembly. I've got the keys. I've gone to his form room.
Took him out of the pocket.
I'm looking at classroom full of blazers and bags, brother. I could hit the belly if I wanted to. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I could take everything, but I had my eye on that one thing, bro, that Apple Touch.
Mental.
Bro, he had a purple bag, so it always used to stand out which where he's sitting. Found his purple bag, slipped into his blazer. Apple right Touch there. Was there. I said, come on. Straight in the pocket, took that home.
No charger.
No charger. I sorted that out myself. What did I sort out myself? But listen to this now. This is where it went left. Obviously, that thing there, it's probably very expensive at the time. I don't know how much it probably would have cost. Like high hundreds.
It's got to be like 300 quid, isn't it? Back then.
I don't know. Because think about it.
Yeah, and to be fair, you know, TVs used to be like 1,500 quid. Right. They're like three bills.
They're like three bills now. But think about when they just dropped, bro. This is like new gen shit, bro. No one has Google this shit. Quickly. How much did they used to cost? I need to know that. Because I need to know how much I took off him, man. I feel bad. iPod Touch fourth generation or something like that. That's what it was.
How much did the original iPod Touch cost? No, £300. I was right.
Really?
Yeah. It's like 700 quid now, isn't it? 600 quid.
Right, you can pick one up for 20 quid now.
I bet that is slow as anything.
These little things, look.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah. So here's a bad thing now. This is where it went left. He's obviously now reported this thing stolen and the police have got involved.
Now you're shitting yourself.
Now I'm shitting myself. So look, I've been called into the office.
Why?
Because I was walking around with the iPod, I can't lie. In school. But I was buzzing to have it. I just had to... No, it's mine. That's mine. Brother even came up to me and said, I know you took it. I said, that's mine, bro. I bought this 2 days ago. I'm out here flexing with the iPod. So they've brought me into the office now. And they said, yeah, so look, there's a teacher, Miss. I'm not even gonna say her name. Head of year and a police officer, community police officers in a room with me. Oh, so we know that you've got an iPod now, blah blah blah, and you say it's yours, yeah, blah blah. I said, yep, it's mine. I was like, okay, no problem. Just to smooth things out, we're gonna need you to provide the serial number for your iPod, and then he can provide a serial number for his iPod. If they match, that's his iPod. If they don't, no problem. We know it's yours. So then I've got the fucking thing in my sock here, brother. Because when they called me into the office, I thought, no way, bro. Put it in my sock here.
What, the serial number?
No, the actual iPod.
Oh.
I put it in my sock as I've gone into the office. So they're like, oh, we just need the iPod from you so we can get the serial number. It's engraved on the back, bro.
Yeah, I know. I remember.
Yeah, it's engraved on the back. I'm like, oh, don't have it with me right now. Don't have it with me. He's like, oh, so go and get it and bring it right back. I said, all right, cool. Do you know what I did? I walked out of school.
Just cut.
Got up and I walked out of school. Well, it's his, isn't it? So I'm not getting caught doing this.
Yeah.
I've walked out of school. I've gone home, yeah? And I'm thinking, what am I going to do? Bro, I'm about 12 years old. 12, 13 years old.
How far is your school from your yard?
About 10 minutes.
Mm.
So I've walked home from school and I'm sitting there. I'm thinking, shit, what am I going to do? What am I going to do, yeah? Remember that there's a brother in my school with the exact same iPod. I've bailed him up. I said, bro, I need to borrow your iPod. You know the deal. Like, I told him the whole story. He's like, come get it, whatever.
No. Oh my God,
I swapped it with him and I brought it in. I'll be like, yeah, here's my one. Read the serial number off, two different serial numbers.
Oh my days.
Gave it back to my man, took
my
back.
Oh my God. He's the liquor.
Bro,
fuck me,
but
bro.
I feel horrible now.
You owe my man three bills.
I owe him three bills and I hit me up, brother. Joyous. I feel so bad, bro, thinking about it. Like,
you done the mad thing.
I was that.
It weren't no sleight of hand stuff. Like, you planned
it. No. I had to plan it.
What was next? The bank robbery.
There was a little. Nah, do you know what? Forget that.
No. What?
There was a little. Oh, bro. Basically, me and my cousin, there was a little hole that we used to dig by a fence in the school, and there's just phones buried in there.
Oh, you
just
used
put
to
phones in plastic bags and just buried in there. Bro, we needed bread, bro. The family was just so poor, bro.
Fucking hell.
So poor. I just felt it. Like, it started off as you know the normal hustle, bro. Jawbreakers. Buying before school.
Yeah, I used to sell lollipops.
One for a pound and that.
We ordered a merge. Merge used to be 15p.
Yeah, there you go. And then you can shut them out for more.
Well, like, do you remember them them lollipops with bubble gum in the middle and it was really sour.
Yeah.
It was 20p in my shop. I used to sell them for a pound.
And you can go shop for like a pound.
Now cool, my nephew sells vapes.
Do you know what I mean?
Mental.
It's a whole different thing now.
Mental, bruv.
Now you get double the price for a crystal bar, you get me?
Yeah, word.
Trust me, it's different. But yeah, I started on that and then it was just like, yeah, I need more. I fell in love with the game, bro. So yeah, we used to just have
plastic bags
with phones buried in a hole, bro.
Who did you shot them to?
People outside of school.
Mad.
Say, for example, someone in a BB, bro, I'd shot it for the load.
Yeah.
Someone broke their thing, I'd sell it. Like, bro, I'll give it to you for a bill.
Yeah.
These are more expensive, but phones are more expensive, but I'm giving it, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I needed it. So yeah, those are my ways, man. And I'm not going to do it again, obviously. I've never done it being older. No, I haven't.
No, you can't. That's scummy, that is.
It's scummy, bro.
Like not scanning one of your items in a Tesco is sweet, but like
I'd be doing that.
Yeah, I've been doing that.
I've been doing that.
I just do it for the buzz. Mum's like, a packet of peanuts or something, it's 30p. Like, is it fuck for 80p? What did I make that one up for?
It's more than that, but yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no.
Allegedly.
I've done that. I'll admit it.
Only from big companies.
Yeah. Never from small business and that, whatever. Not. I pay my way. But what I'm saying is.
And never off other people. You don't pay your way with a fucking iPhone. No, you don't. If I'm the type of person, if I see a wallet on the floor, I generally will not.
Yeah. I wouldn't take anything from it.
No.
I'd pick it up and look and try and see if I can give it into it. Yeah. Right now, as a grown ass man, bro, if I saw someone's phone on the floor, wallet on the floor, bags,
if
whatever.
If I see just cash, I'm taking it.
Facts.
Yeah, if it's just cash.
Yeah, it's
on
not
the floor,
attached to anything. On top of that, it depends where though.
And if the wallet is like, it is all mud on it, it's been there a minute, and you open it, it's behind some bins or something like that. There's five bills in it, I'm taking five bills.
I still return that. Look, what if you open a wallet and you can see someone's like ID and that, you know it's someone?
Yeah, true.
I'd give it back.
What if this is ID, like fucking, it's outdated by 7 years or something?
I'm still trying. I'll try first at least.
In the old pounds.
I'll try. If it was loose cash, bro, I'll take it. Because I don't know how I'm going to get that back to the original person, how I'm going to validate that it's theirs. But you see, if there was that, even if it was like an old wallet messed up and it had peas in it, if I could find out it was, I'd give it a try.
How about this? So you know my area is very calm.
Yeah.
Like, it's neighbouring areas that ain't calm, but my little area is
your area is good.
My little part. My road in it. So, the other day, whole road got licked.
What?
Whoever didn't have their fucking car locked. No one really locks their car around my road.
Yeah, because it's like dead end. Just dead end, yeah, it's sweet.
Bruv, my car got licked. My neighbor's car got licked. No, I usually do, but Joe was driving it and he fucking just didn't. But bruv, the geezer going around like 3-4 in the morning, trying car doors, took Joe's wallet, his card and his things. Joe had 2K cash. Thank God he took it out of the fucking thing, put it in his room. My neighbor's car got licked for stuff. Like, and it was all rummaged around. A couple of people got licked. Just petty theft, didn't it? Nothing was smashed. But still, like, it could have been long. I would have loved to have found that geezer. And it's mad because the other day there was a geezer looking down my road and I didn't know who he was. And he was like looking outside my house and he's about 30. I was looking at him and I was with Casey and I was going to say to him, like, you're right, mate, what are you looking for?
Yeah.
But he just walked off. And then my neighbor saw him when he, another day, and someone I'm quite close with, he was like to him, what are you doing around here, mate? He was like, I'm looking for John. Obviously not in relation to me, it's just a generic name.
Yeah, just a name.
He was like, no, John don't live around here, mate. And he was like, oh, all right. But he was like proper having a little butchers and that.
Get ready for freestyle.
Here we go, freestyle.
Freestyle's coming.
It's off the dome, no pre-empty lyrics.
Wait for it. Sorry, guys, it's coming. 3, 2, 1.
Hold on.
Yeah.
I might shoot man down. Yeah, you end up in the gulag. What? We're shooting on the camera. Michael's got a do-rag. And a do-lag.
And a do-bang. New slang. I'm not a freestyle artist, I rap bar, so can't par with a like me. I'm a... Just in time. Okay, yeah, cool. What were you talking about? I love these ones.
Yeah. Choring out on a motor. So what I'm going to do, I've planned already, what I'm going to do is I'm going to break up a load of glass. Yeah, put it in the fucking glove compartment and all the doors and that. Leave my car unlocked with nothing in there. So hopefully when he tries grabbing there, he'll cut his hand to pieces.
Smart.
Yeah. And then I want him to fucking hurt himself. Hopefully he cuts his fucking hand to pieces. Yeah.
But
I want to catch him because I'd love to go out there and belt him. Because he's obviously got nothing on him. He's just a little petty tramp,
yeah,
innit?
He's
a tramp, innit? Like, you're throwing stuff out of a car, you dirty little tramp, bruv. I'd love to catch him. Apparently he does it around like 3, 4 a.m. So wait up. Oi! He sprints off. I'd belt him.
Do him up, man.
Me and Joe just come out the house.
You love to do him up.
I'd love to.
I know that neighbourhood's so nice, bro. Like, all the little, like, it's quiet. It's a nice, quiet neighbourhood. Yeah, your road's proper nice. Like, it's nice and tucked away.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm sure your neighbours are that really, you know, everyone's all pleasant in that.
Yeah.
Deeper. That's happened to me. That's happened when I was...
What a tramp, bro. You're going, but then again, more for us for not locking the thing. Do you know what I mean? My dad used to go out and walk the dog and leave the front door open.
See, that's... Do you know that's unheard of where I'm from?
No, because my neighbours are so... We're so like that.
Yeah. Now you would. I know what you mean. It's communal vibes. Community vibes.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, but if I lived on a high street, I wouldn't. Fact. It's just because my road is normally no one comes down my road unless you live there.
There's no need.
There's no need. It's a dead end.
It's a dead end road. Nothing's there unless you're coming to visit someone or you live there.
Yeah.
That's why it's like that. See, me, at the chance, bro. At any chance, something's getting robbed.
By you.
By me.
Where was you the other night at 3 a.m?
Brother, I was about, innit?
Is that not my brother's wallet? I got a new wallet.
Yeah, them ones. Johnny looking at me, pull out my wallet, like, hey, hold on a minute. Like.
Why does it say JC in it?
It's a new brand, innit?
New brand. Why is it had JC scrubbed off?
Oh, fuck, etched out that.
Yeah, the print, the Louis print.
Been Aaron Joe for the past week. I'm dead.
And my dad said, why don't you go over to the park and look for your ID?
Go over the park?
Yeah, he said, he went one that, really? He probably slung it. But he took the wallet and the card. So I was like, just buy him with 30 quid. He was like, waste of money if you ask me. 30 quid.
Why don't you go over the park and look for your
my
ID?
My dad's so like that. Like, are you going out? I'm like, yeah. Obviously, most events are in East, aren't they?
Yeah.
Quite far. Even this podcast. I've said this before. You're fucking going where? It's an hour drive. You're mad. Same with like spending money on anything.
Yeah,
I've just done up my other room. You know the room?
Yeah, opposite.
Yeah,
I've done
it up to so like an apartment upstairs now.
Oh, sick.
And obviously I want the telly, the satellite, to be plugged into the satellite in the fucking thing. So I've spoke this to my dad. I don't know how to do all that shit. Obviously I want to pay someone to get someone in to do it properly.
Yeah.
Told my dad, do you know anyone? Get them in. So I've come home and he's got a fucking...
Don't tell me.
Plastic aerial, like antenna, stuck it to the wall with sellotape. Good interior design. Yeah. It's like a black plastic sheet, like that big, yeah. And he just stuck it to the wall next to the telly and the wires all hanging. Sellotape's it. I come and he's sitting there on the TV. No, I have a good picture. And I'm like, Dad, I'm not keeping it like that. That's temporary. Like, that looks fucking terrible. Like, what sort of job is that? And he was like, it ain't cheap, you know. It cost me 25 quid. I thought, yeah, exactly. Fucking hell. That ain't cheap, you know. Got a pack of four for 25 quid.
He's the best guy, you know, he's the best.
Off eBay.
Just makeshift guy, bro. Just
sellotape to the wall, bruv. So bad. And you know when you walk in the room, yeah? As you're walking, the signal cuts out. So bad. It's so bad. But he's chuffed with it.
He's
chuffed with it.
So what, you see him coming in, flicking through the
channel? Yeah, he's watching telly on his own. And he's like, no, I have a good picture.
Nah, bro, he's the best.
Oh, mate.
Jeez,
I said, I want a drill through the wall and fucking connect it to the satellite.
And then
it will cost money, though, John. Oh, pay for it.
Yeah, just get it done, bro. Get someone in.
I know.
But he wouldn't pay for a new boiler.
Oh, no.
But he wouldn't pay for a new boiler.
No. I told you a lot about that.
The carbon save your life. Literally, could save your life.
We woke up in the night. The carbon monoxide alarms were going off, yeah? And I rang my dad because my dad was away with my mum. I think I was on a cruise or something. And I was like, oh, Dad, all the fire alarms in the house are going off. Obviously, there's no fire, no smoke, but the monoxide alarms are going off. He was like, oh, no. What did he say? It's just a yearly test.
To test
the grid. All the neighbours will be having it.
That's it.
And knock next door. No, I didn't even knock next door because she was asleep.
Test
but
the grid.
All neighbours are having it.
All neighbours
having it. So I thought, no, I don't trust this. I've called the gas people. Forgot what it's called. British Gas or something. Geezer come over at like 2 a.m. Me and Joe are standing outside the house because obviously there might be carbon monoxide in the yard. comes in, he checked the boiler, there's all soot on top of the boiler. He said, yeah, mate. He said, your house is full of carbon monoxide. He said, you cut the valve and get a new boiler. Rang my dad back up and said, oh, yeah, you was wrong. It ain't a national test. Like, we've got carbon monoxide fucking all running through the house. He went, what, you need to get a new boiler? You fucking idiot. He was like, you can pay for that then.
You fuck.
Oh, yeah, we're just
gonna
die.
So you're an idiot for discovering that you... He would sit in the carbon monoxide.
He was going to take the batteries out of the alarms. Mate, he's anything to save a penny or anything to have someone over. He loves
that. He's the fucking best you ever said.
Mark the shot. Oh, no, I don't know what his name. Believe his name.
Carbon monoxide just searing through the crib.
All of his mates that know him and that call him the shark.
He said, take the batteries out of the alarms. I said, just get rid of the branch. Don't want to see it.
But he just...
Nah, he's the best, bro.
It's not as if he's skinned either. It's just he wants anything to save a pound note.
Save a pound note.
Yeah, anything. Anything to save a pound note.
But that will end, he'll end up in more fucking problems. That's what he needs to understand.
Bruv, he'll order a car or fucking whatever, like, because that's what he does every now and then. Like, he just buys cars, sells them for more.
Sell them off, yeah.
But he's got the talk.
Now, what a guy, bro. Genuinely, what a man.
He even does it to his own daughters.
Does he?
Yeah, he bought my sister a car recently and it fucking broke down the other day. There's nothing wrong with that. It's fucking brand new.
He knows damn well.
No, he knows damn well. No, you got to move the clutch and gear. It won't go into gear one. You got to move it into gear. It's just got a knack. Everything he has, it's got a knack.
It's got a little knack.
But when he sells it to people, he sells it to his mates as well. Ah, it's a very lovely, immaculate car. Clean car, clean car. Anything he's got.
I'm dying. To his own bedrooms.
Yeah.
Nah,
when he went Turkey recently, he bought, not for himself, he got a load of fucking Snide kettles. And, well, not a load, like three or four. And basically calling up his mates. I got a lovely, lovely Rolex here. Literally perfect replica. I'm talking perfect. Like immaculate. You won't tell the difference. Shows me and I think, dawdy.
He's just so sad as
and his mate, wears it to the pub. I've seen it on his wrist and I think that's so Jekyll. It's immaculate.
Got a lovely, lovely Rolex.
lovely Rolex, yeah. It's immaculate. You won't be able to tell the difference. It's made in the same factory.
Well, you bring
it
up.
You got it off a lucky man.
Does it come in a box or anything or not?
No, it was a proper thing. It was from Turkey, but still. Still a Jekyll kettle, bruv.
Does it weigh everything
the
same?
He tries to get me to earn them. He's like, oh, when you go to Ibiza, I get the point, innit? He's like, when you go to Ibiza, why don't you just get a fake version of your kettle?
Yeah, yeah, because that's...
But then it's like, I bought the watch to wear it. I couldn't wear a fake watch.
Yeah.
I couldn't.
Especially if you get outed for it, right, live on a
flight. Yeah, man.
In Ibiza, someone comes up to you.
Exactly.
Let me see your kettle, bro.
Yeah, no, I got the real one at home.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, all right, mate.
All right, mate.
Yeah?
Yeah. But no, it's a smart thing to do, because like, celebrities do that. Keith Lemon got robbed for his... Patek or something, didn't he? Ages ago. Or was it Michael McIntyre? No. There was a fake one. He was wearing a fake Patek. But then you don't even question it because you think, well, he's a multi-millionaire. Of course he's got a
Patek. And if he didn't, he could get one.
Yeah, maybe he's got to get to a point of established where people think
where
you're...
People get to a point where it's like, bro, you know I'm up. Like, I'm doing this because I fear for my shit getting robbed. That's it.
But then again, I don't buy my watches for an investment. I buy them to wear them.
You want us to wear them?
I want to put it on and feel like the boss.
I can't lie.
It
depends where I'm going, though. I'd probably wear a fake one. I can't lie.
Yeah, day-date, I would not wear anywhere in London.
Like, okay, right. So that guy, would you step to a club?
No, not with the day-date one, no. With one of my Rolexes, not with a day-date.
You just went too much of a risk.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's just your target, innit?
But if I was going to...
Unless I went out with my mates and everyone had a day-date on.
Then
everyone is vigilant.
Out. Yeah.
Everyone's
on point.
What? Like, you know what I mean? Whereas if it's just me, and that my mates do have kettles, but like...
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, then there we go. I think we hit 45.
Yeah, we'll...
On that note.
We'll end it there. What do you think? Do you think wearing a fake kettle to replace a real one, if you've got the real one, is bad? Or could you do it? I hear it, but me personally, I couldn't.
And could you live without your phone?
Could you? Yeah.
Let us know in the comments.
You won't be able to watch us.
That's true.
Why did I wink and point? That was the cringiest thing.
Cringe.
Word.
End it.
Shooting McGavin.
So yeah.
Jackass. Sweet.
We'll see you next week. Bye.